Hello and welcome to Jumpstart, the show that teaches you how to kickstart your business with anything just under 1,000 rands. Today we are out here in Johannesburg, Vilakazi Street, a very popular street where two Nobel laureates once resided. Now this street is very popular for the amount of visitors that it has. In fact, it boasts a 200,000 remarkable number of tourists every week. A local within this community decided that he too wanted a slice of this big business. Nestled in between restaurants and museums, V Corner was established. Let's go see how this jump started. Lufins.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Sharp, sharp.
Okay. Good, good.
Sharp.
V Corner.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and talk about your business.
Sure.
Right. So, your business is V Corner.
Yeah,
man. You started it about 4 months ago. Tell me more about it.
It's a business based in Vilakazi Street. It's a small corner business, you see, yeah.
Sure. And what is it that you guys sell? What do you specialize in?
We sell snacks for kids, and then very soon we'll be baking cakes for people in the morning.
So you're a student studying HR.
Yes.
How did it come about that in between your studies you thought, let me start a business?
I've always wanted to run a business.
Okay.
Yeah, ever since I've been a business person. So yeah, like my cousin took initiative. He's the founder of this business actually. And then he told me he wanted someone to start a business with, to operate. And then I offered myself.
So there's two of you guys in this business.
Yeah,
and he's gone out to get more stock.
Yeah.
So it really does help to have both of you, one running the business and the other one doing other things.
Yeah.
What's the business relationship like between you and your cousin?
He's the one who goes and stock the stock for the business, and then I run the business in time.
What are the challenges that you sort of come across?
Number one, I can say the weather. The weather is not the same every time. Sometimes it gets cold, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's windy. You see, but we don't have much problem because even here we have electricity at night, so yeah, people can see our stuff.
So you guys are here up until the night?
Yes.
What are you operating hours? When do you open? When do you close?
Between 7 and 8 at night.
And then when do you study, Lufins?
No, I do this part-time. You see, most of the time, one of my other associates, he stays behind and then takes care of the business.
So you guys work hand in hand?
We work hand in hand. We change shifts. Sure.
That's a good thing. How does this business help you? I'm sure it brings in quite some money. What does that money do in your life?
No, actually, we are still planning on doing other things. You see? So I can say this is our capital in some sort of way. You see, there's something we want to do, so we're busy accumulating money for that thing.
So take me through all the things that you needed to buy in order to start up this business.
Okay, firstly, we bought the stock. And then obviously the packaging, the plastics and whatnot. And then we have a popcorn machine. And then we buy the seeds for the popcorn, spice, you know, sweets, even cakes.
And cakes as well.
Yeah.
So all in all, how much did all of those things cost you initially?
We didn't just start off at once. We started accumulating, but I can say roughly maybe 1,000 in total.
About 1,000 rands in total.
Now,
earlier on, you spoke about starting to introduce cakes into the business, and there's another business on the side that you guys are trying to work towards. What future prospects do you have for VCon?
We want to attract more tourists, so we're going to have some structure, shelter, you see, for better operational, you see, purposes. A lot of things, you see, but you'll see as time goes on.
So another great strategy that you guys have is collaborating with another entrepreneur who's got an energy drink to put his stand here, so to attract customers, then they also buy some of your snacks.
Yes.
Tell me about that move.
His advantage is that he has equipment, you see, so that thing, it attracts the customer, you see. So even us here, we have our own stock, so if people come and purchase, they even see the stock and then
and you guys are selling different products, so
different products,
it's not necessarily that you guys are competition, but
you
just complement each other.
We're complementing.
That's great stuff. Here's what you'll need to jumpstart your snack corner store. A popcorn maker is 500 rands.
Popcorn kernels will cost you 20 rands, whereas chips are only 120 rands. Sweets will cost you 100 rands, popcorn spices 100 rands, and plastic packets only 60 rands. That's all you'll need to jumpstart your snack corner store. So, Lufenso, all the best with V Corner.
Thank you.
I really like how you guys jump-started this business.
Thank you.
I look forward to the next one and how you're growing this one as well.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'm going to grab myself some popcorn right here on Vilakazi Street. And thank you for joining us right here on Jumpstart.
Sure.